MNN Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. Golden Gopher football plays Purdue tonight for homecoming at Huntington Bank Stadium. Gopher linebacker Maverick Baranowski says Purdue will provide a challenge.
They got a very good offense, and especially for a first-year coaching staff, it's really cool to see what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball. The running back's very talented. He's had a couple good games against us in the past, so he's a very talented running back, and the quarterback's dynamic as well. So it'll be a fun matchup for us, and we're excited to let it rip again.
Kickoff is at 6:30 tonight. The Minnesota Wild play their home opener tonight against Columbus. The Wild won their season opener on Thursday night at St. Louis 5-0. Coach John Hines on what he took from that win against St. Louis.
First games are there's a lot of emotion on either side, but I would say like I felt like the areas that we heavily emphasized in camp were strong. So now you want to keep that foundation, but now we still have to keep chinking away at other things and keep building it.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight in St. Paul. The Minnesota Vikings have a bye this week. They return to action next Sunday the 19th with a home game against Philadelphia. Golden Gopher men's basketball will hold a public scrimmage today at Williams Arena. Gopher guard Isaac Ozima of Cherry says he's eager for the team to showcase itself in front of fans.
Yeah, I think we definitely have the players to do it and the system as well and the coaches. So I'm excited for the game to start and just get out there and show the fans the improvement.
The scrimmage starts at 2:30 and is free, and tickets are not required. Golden Gopher men's hockey skated to a 2-2 tie against Boston College last night. The Gophers won the shootout. Golden Gopher women's hockey beat St. Cloud State 4-1. And hunters from across Minnesota are flocking to Ortonville this weekend for the 2025 Governor's Pheasant Hunting Opener. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.